Favorable late summer weather will continue to occur across the northern plains and upper Midwest, even Canada, as we go forward through the next 5 to 7 days. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We do expect to see a little bit of shower and thunderstorm activity periodically, but we'll also have some seasonable temperatures prevailing across the area. The mix will be mostly good. There will be some disruption to farming activity and a minor amount of disruption for travel, since most of the storms that are expected are going to be brief and light. Let's back up and take a look at this one day at a time. We're going to start off today with a surface high pressure system dominating a big part of the region. That will give us a lot of sunshine for a big part of the day today and probably into tomorrow as well. We will look for an east to southeasterly wind to begin developing on Thursday, and it is expected to increase as we go forward through the afternoon, and there will be a frontal system that will evolve out across the western part of Canada's prairies and down into Montana. This will occur late Thursday night into Friday morning. Now, as we go forward through the day Friday, that frontal system will work its way to the east across the Dakotas and eventually into Minnesota. So by the time we get into the late morning, maybe even mid-morning on Friday, some showers and thunderstorms will occur from central portions of South Dakota into the Missouri River Valley area of North Dakota. And in the afternoon on Friday, we'll see some of those storms work their way into southwestern Minnesota while continuing back to the northwest. As we go into Friday night and on into Saturday, it looks like that first round of storms will just keep on moving to the east, leaving the east, central, and northeast part of North Dakota and northern Minnesota relatively dry. However, a secondary low pressure center will show up on Saturday night going into Sunday, and it will offer another opportunity for some scattered showers and storms. But these will be sporadic and light, apparently, with the focus of the attention in the atmosphere shifting to the southwestern United States, where showers and thunderstorms will be most likely. Our temperatures are expected to be mostly in a seasonable range over these next several days. We'll see a lot of 70 and 80 degree highs. There will be a chance for a few lower 90s in central portions of South Dakota, and it looks like that will most likely occur Friday and Saturday, and then we'll see a return of slightly cooler air for that region. The low temperatures at night are expected to be primarily in the 50s. However, there will be some 40-degree readings once in a while. Those are most likely to occur in North Dakota tomorrow morning and northern Minnesota, too, for that matter. And then we'll see some more 40s occurring in extreme eastern North Dakota and Minnesota on Friday morning. And then we'll be back into the 50s and even some lower 60s after that. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.